and the result has been that my name is affixed to a work from which it might be assumed that I quite arbitrarily assert things contrary to the general opinion without adducing my reasons, that I only consider false patriotism bad, but patriotism in general a very good feeling, that I merely deny the absurdities of the Roman Catholic Church and disbelieve in the Madonna, but that I believe in the Orthodox Eastern faith and in the Mother of God, that I consider all the writings collected in the Bible to be holy books, and see the chief importance of Christ's life in the redemption of mankind by his death. I have narrated all this in such detail because it strikingly illustrates the indubitable truth that all compromise with institutions of which your conscience disapproves, compromises which are usually made for the sake of the general good, instead of producing the good you expected, inevitably lead you not only to acknowledge the institution you disapprove of, but also to participate in the evil that institution produces. I am glad to be able, by this statement, at least to do something to correct the error into which I was led by my compromise. I have also to mention that besides reinstating the parts excluded by the censor from the Russian editions, other corrections and additions of importance.